Hello, this is Amin Parker. Today's topic, becoming bilingual. Is it beneficial? Of course, it is very beneficial. There may be some things that you want to talk about, but you don't want the overall, let's say, American or English speakers to really be a part of your conversation. Maybe you just want to have a conversation directed to maybe certain other groups or just among a small faction of people that you know who understand whatever language you're trying to learn. It is a way to communicate or to get your thoughts out there, whether it's online or in person, without, you know, every single audience being a part of. So like sometimes when we are at these jobs here in the United States, you will have some people who are fluent in Spanish. And when you step into the break room, maybe you don't speak Spanish or understand it at all. But some of your coworkers will right away start speaking in Spanish, even though you're right there. It's because you are not really a part of the conversation, and you're not intended to be a part of the conversation. So instead of speaking English around you, they made a decision to speak in Spanish. Not that they are going to be offensive, but it's just that they don't want everyone in their business. This is why speaking a second language and understanding it is beneficial. It is absolutely beneficial. It is definitely recommended by me. I would love for more people in my family to speak the same second language that I speak. But I know that's not going to happen. Everybody has their own taste. But if we all spoke a second language outside of English, then we could easily be able to jump in and out of that whatever language that is and have communication with each other in secrecy, and things would just go much more smoother. But we have to kind of like watch what we say and not even talk at all. If we are in certain environments where we really want to say something to each other, we just have to wait till we leave that establishment. Then we can speak our mind. That's why I do think having a second language as a skill, it is very helpful in so many different areas of life. Even on the internet, because a lot of people use, you know, social media. You know, so if you wanted to talk about a topic that maybe you don't want certain people from certain neighborhoods knowing what you're saying. Maybe you don't want people from your job checking out your account, listening to your conversation. Maybe there's some topics that you want to talk about. Just maybe a small group of people will be able to understand what you're talking about. If you speak a second language that, you know, you and a small select group of friends that you have could understand fluently, then you don't have to worry about, you know, maybe your job listening in and just saying, oh no, she can't be cussing like this. She can't be saying this. Even though, like I said, don't be offensive online, because that will get you in trouble. So it's not about being offensive and derogatory, but maybe there's just certain topics you want to talk about that you don't want everybody from your job chiming in or being able to hear what you're saying, and now they might want to judge you a certain kind of way. Like I said, you know, as long as you're not being offensive or threatening anyone, you know, you should be able to say what you want. But of course, we can't always say what we want, because we don't know who's watching. People that could be from our personal life may be watching. You know, maybe you want to share with a small group of people that, okay, you're pregnant. You don't want everybody knowing your business, but, you know, you want to talk about it with some people online. Now, if you can speak it verbally, that's fantastic, because not everybody's going to know what you're saying. But if you are actually writing it online, like typing in a status, it's not hard to translate with Google Translate. So that's why it is better to be able to verbally speak a second language, not just write or type it. Nonetheless, all I'm trying to say is speaking a second language is very beneficial. Way too many Americans don't see the benefit of speaking a second language. I don't know why. They don't really want to learn a second language when you bring it up to them. They just think that, oh, well, I don't need to know a second language. Listen, I'm not saying that you need to learn a second language. I'm not saying that, oh, if you don't know a second language, there's something wrong with you. I'm not saying none of those things. I'm just saying that it is very beneficial and it is very helpful in certain situations in this life. You'll realize that if only you and this other person that you might be hanging out with, if only you guys spoke a second language, then you guys could communicate to each other, even though you are around a bunch of English-only speaking people. You guys will understand how beneficial it is to be able to verbally communicate in detail without sign language to one another, and how fantastic that would be. But it's not easy to find people that want to know a second language, that even have an interest in it. You know, a lot of people know me on these sites for speaking, you know, Japanese. I'm not saying that anybody that's listening to this voice recorder need to know Japanese. I'm saying any second language. I don't care if it's Spanish. I don't care if it's Chinese. Learn a second language. Don't be apprehensive to learning a second language, and don't think it's hard. Yeah, I understand people think learning a second language is hard, but it's not hard. What is hard for me will be trying to become a rapper at this point in my life. I don't know how to, you know, make every sentence rhyme and flow just off the top of my head, my dome. You know, that's an art in and of itself. That's talent. Being able to rap is talent, y'all. But being able to actually speak and understand what somebody is saying back to you in another language, that is also a skill. That is also talent. Because you are learning a completely, totally different script, language script, and words that we English speakers don't use. So yeah, go out, learn a second language. Go ahead and do it. Just make sure it's a language that you are interested in, because if it's not, at some point you're not going to be really motivated. You might not really learn it. But if it's something that touches your heart, if it's something like, I know Spanish touch a lot of people's heart because it's a romance language. So I would say, pick something that you like. Take your time with it. Don't rush. Take your time. That's what this is about. It's supposed to be a fun thing to do. So take your time. Enjoy it. And have fun. And I want to give a disclaimer before this voice recorder is over. Never discriminate against people or be negative or offend people just because you know a second language. What I'm talking about in this voice recorder right here, what I'm talking about is being able to communicate with someone that you know and talk about topics that, you know, maybe you don't want your job to be privy of. Maybe because the job don't want their employees saying certain things. And that doesn't mean you're saying bad things and harmful things. It's just there's certain things that your boss might not need to know what you're saying, because they might not want to hear that type of stuff. They might not like it. They might not tolerate it. And it doesn't mean that you're talking about harming anyone or yourself. So that's the disclaimer that I'm giving. Learn a second language so that you can communicate with those that you really want the message to reach. And you don't have to have a message that reaches the whole entire audience of humanity. It could be between you and just those people who understand that language. That's the benefit. That's the power right there, knowing a second language. And it's fun. But I'm going to wrap this up right here because I don't want to go on too long. I went on long enough. This is Amin Parker. And until the next message, have a great day.